You're listening to the Youth Crit Podcast on KHZ Network. Find us on Facebook at DecibelUNG Radio and find us on Twitter at DecibelUNG. If you like this episode, please leave a like and comment on our iTunes page at KHZ Network. And now for the podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Youth Critic Interviews. I'm your host, Kale Smith, and today I'm not going to take so long to introduce myself or what I've been doing this week because you should have already seen the last episode, but just a quick recap. I got to do press interviews for the 42nd Annual Atlanta Film Festival, so I got to do red carpet interviews and also watch movies for the KHZ Network site and podcast channel. So, cool stuff, and I got to do it with two really cool people this time for this
third episode.
Christopher Daniel from The Burton Wire and Maria Jackson from ShakeFire.com. So, Saturday, I got to interview the family members and director Sam Pollan, documentary Maynard. Please enjoy the second interview we did with executive producer Maynard Jackson III.
Absolutely. So take us through the moment when you knew you had something. What was the catalyst to really get this film to screen?
Well, I mean, I knew I had something when I woke up out of a dream. This project was basically laid on my heart when I woke up. And I wanted to tell the story of my father. So I told my wife when she woke up, we should do a documentary. I mean, you know, I mentioned, I'm seeing all my cousins. Hey, what's up, y'all? So, I mentioned to my wife that we should do a documentary on my father, and you know, she was with it. So that was about 3 years ago, and a little over 3 years. And now, what was your question again?
So many different layers to your father's legacy in terms of his political side and then the familiar side, and of course that's that personal piece. So how did you decide how to frame the story and how to really pull those strong bullets to really bring this to screen?
Okay. I have to give credit to Sam Pollard, our director, and of course my wife Wendy, the super producer, but then we gave Sam autonomy in telling the story. It was a joint effort, but it was under his leadership and tutelage.
What was the biggest challenge in doing it?
I'd say probably raising money. Yeah, all filmmakers are aware of that challenge, so that's probably the biggest challenge.
Totally.
Yeah.
Was there any hesitation at all in making the movie?
Oh, no. I got, you know, positive vibes from everybody I talked to about it, and I would say the only problem we faced, as I told this guy over here, was the raising the money at first. But that got going later on.
Was this your first time being involved in a documentary?
Yes.
What was that experience like?
It was like film school 101, really. I just kind of soaked things up from watching Sam Pollard direct. And, I knew that I had a great product in telling the story of my father, and I wanted someone who would be able to put those different dynamics together in a way that is compelling. So, and I think we achieved that. Yeah.
Considering, you know, your offspring, what was the most revealing part about doing this experience? I mean, it's only so much you can know about your parents, but what did you find to be super revealing that you didn't really know?
That he was stressed out beyond belief. I mean, I knew that was a stressful position, but he was able to carry that in a way that masked the weight of that office. So I don't think he showed that to us, how stressed he was.
If you can narrow your father's legacy down to three words, what would those three words be?
Courage, conviction. Oh, wait, I was about to lead into something else. It's more than three words. Okay. Courage. Courage, courage, and courage.
And just any final thoughts that you want to leave us with before we go watch the film?
I hope you brought some Kleenex, because there's some spots in there that'll make you cry, and there's some spots in there that'll make you laugh. I could just say, you know, just relax and enjoy the movie.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm excited for it. I've been waiting for this for a long time. I'm glad to be here.
You and me both.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, and thank you, executive producer Maynard Jackson III, for the interview. And that is it for this episode. You can find me on Twitter at MovieKale, and you can also follow the podcast at Youth Critic. You can also follow the channel that distributes this podcast at KHZ Network. You can follow Christopher Daniel at Journalistry, and you can also follow Maria Jackson at _Roxy_. All right, everyone, we will be back with you momentarily with other interviews from Maynard.